Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This dude named his kid Brisket. Brisket like the meat. He said he thought of it while he was cooking meat. And he thought Brisket was cute. And his sister is trying to get him to change it because there's a little lag time where you can change a name when the baby is new. Mm-hmm. And she's like, please don't do this. First of all, what do you think of Brisket? Second of all, what's the weirdest name you ever heard?
You know, I think Brisket is probably... It's not the best name, but there's definitely worse out there. And if your dad's like a chef or like a world famous like Brisket, or he enters those competitions where he does the smoking and cooking and things like that, then I get it. It's like weather people who name their kids Storm or Sky or Sunny. You know, it's like it's related to the thing that they're most passionate about.
Stormy Webster is Kylie Jenner's kid, and she's so cute. And it's a cute name that it totally fits her. I get what you're saying, but that is not the answer I expected from you. Your kid is named Brisket.
It's classic. It's like, oh, you know, and it was a kid in my school. We go, oh, Mr. Hamburger. Like, okay, cool. Then now what?
But isn't it limiting to the child, kind of? Is there ever going to be a Dr. Brisket? Is there going to be a President Brisket?
I understand that, but you can also use your middle name. You know, it could be, you know, Brisket Michael, you know, John, you know, Williams. So he could just go by Williams or Briss.
Could.
Call me Briss, you know?
But doesn't that mean that they chose something you didn't pick for them? I love my name, Melissa. And the only reason I go by Lissa is that my big brother couldn't say Melissa because he had a speech impediment. And so everybody just called me Lissa and it stuck. It's not like I hate my name. I love my name, but, you know, the nickname stuck. So setting your kid up to do something in life that's not open to the world. If you're a Jane, you can be President Jane. You can be Dr. Jane. You know what I mean?
I understand, and I know why you would think I would go the other way, but I hate basic. And it's funny because my kids' names are Charlie and Henry, which is as basic as you can get.
They're not basic. They're classic.
Classic, right. Sorry, classic.
They're perfect.
You know, but my ex-wife was a teacher, and she would get kids with names that are crazy. Like,
yeah.
She didn't want to call this one kid by his first name because it just felt weird. His name was J apostrophe Jamajesty. So when you're calling a kid, it's like, oh, Jamajesty, could you come up here? Like,
right,
she just felt weird calling a kid like Your Majesty, basically.
Right.
It's like, you know, when you do that to a kid, I think that's way
those
weirder.
Those are the little things. I just wonder if parents,
you know,
sometimes
King.
Bamboozle their kids. Yes.
Stuff like that.
I had a friend that was a social worker back in Michigan, and she said she had two kids that were in her program, and they were named Lamangelo and Arangelo, and they were spelled like lemon jello and orange jello. And I don't know if that's true because I did not meet these people, and now they would be grown. They'd be adults anyway. But she said she just always felt bad for them because of their names, and something that parents should think of in the process of naming the child. That's all I'm asking.
Yes. I think the name of your child should have something to do with you and your life and your love and your passions or something like that, rather than, hey, I saw Daenerys Targaryen on Game of Thrones. I want to make my kid Daenerys.
That is a cool name, though.
It is a really cool name.
So your parents were obviously big Justin Timberlake fans.
Actually, the funny thing is my name was supposed to be Jason. But the neighbor across the hall had a kid three weeks before me and named it Jason. So my name switched to Justin.
Shut up.
Because she didn't want to name me the same thing as the person across the hall.
That's so funny. But it's a great name. And aren't you glad you have it?
I like Justin way better than Jason, for sure.
Go.
Justin is 10 times better than Jason.
My big brother is Jason. How dare you? I'm kidding. They're both great names. They're both great. But they're
strong
names.
It's a little more unique. And obviously with Justin Timberlake and Justin Bieber, it's not as unique as it used to be. But
right. It
used to be a lot less common, you know? And it'd be like, Justin, what's it from? Justinian. It was
sure.
Like, you know, it's like, comes from a cool, I don't know.
And what I love about my name, Melissa, there are no follow-up questions. I love that my parents didn't give me follow-up questions. When someone gives you a really funky name, some people are like, let me ask you 80 things about it. And you're like, ugh, son of a...
It's okay. An icebreaker, though, no?
Oh, geez. Just let me stand on my own 2 feet. I love that they gave me a normal name.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.